My name is Josh Centaur, and I'm here with NCAA President Miles Brand. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss verbal commitments and written commitments. Dr. Brand, what's the important difference between the two?
Well, one is binding. The letter of intent is binding. The oral commitment is not binding. It kind of hooks people up, but people do change their minds. You know, I should add something here, Josh. The NCAA is not in charge of letters of intent. That's done through the conferences and through the schools. In fact, it's run out of the Southeast Conference. Of course, we track it, but it is not undertaken. It's not an activity of the NCAA.
In terms of 14-year-old, 15-year-old kids verbally committing to schools, is that too early for kids to know what they're going to do with their college careers?
I think it is too early. You have to reach a point of balance. I think many grow up, say, in the neighborhood of a school, and they've known the coach, and they know that they'll be good enough athletes to join that team. And every now and then you get a young man or woman who really wants to go to that school, and they commit on very early on in their own mind, and sometimes verbally as well. That's okay. But for most people, the vast majority of people, I think you need to look around a little bit. You have to make sure there's a good fit with your academic goals as well as your athletic goals. You have to explore a little, spread out, and look around. It's like getting a prom date. I mean, you don't want to commit in your freshman year of high school for a prom date in your senior year. You've got to explore the field a little bit more.
I had trouble getting a prom date anyways, but that's a good parallel. What are the positives for a student-athlete who makes a verbal commitment early? Does it take some of the pressure off?
You know, for the elite athlete who is being approached time and again and feels the pressure and is uncomfortable with the pressure, making an early commitment, an early verbal commitment, will relieve some of that pressure both psychologically and in fact. And there's some advantages to that approach. That only works for the most elite athletes. I think those who are not elite, who want to look for a good fit academically as well as athletically, learning more about the various schools that are interested in you, as well as opening up new opportunities you might not see at the beginning of the process, are worth taking advantage of.
I think what worries me a little bit is how kids know where they want to go to school, but not only that, the coaches, how do they know the kid at 15 years old?
It's a bit of a dance, a little bit, and the fact of the matter is that sometimes a coach will recruit a young man or woman, but not be fully committal. Will say, you know, if we have enough scholarships, you're on my list, or you're on my short list for first baseman or some such. You can't misinterpret that, hear what you want to hear, and think that really is an offer from a scholarship. The student-athletes really have to be very clear in their own mind, with the help of their parents or guardians, that an actual commitment is being made by a coach. And that often doesn't happen, so I think one has to be very careful here.
But it's possible for a student-athlete to verbally commit to a school and then maybe pull out because it's not binding. So we could have a problem there where a student-athlete might leave a program in the lurch.
That could happen, but as we get closer to the sign-up time, student-athletes, at least in Division I, will write letters of intent, and those are binding. There are conditions under which you can break it, but they are binding. So I think once you write the letter of intent, you can't leave the coach in the lurch. But a verbal commitment could change. I mean, you might say, I'm going to go to University X, and University Y all of a sudden has a much better academic program, or they've just got a new coach that you like. So that isn't unusual to have students change their verbal commitments.
You know, I also worry that those young kids don't know, you know, what they're looking for in that school. When I went to look at schools after my junior year of high school, I was really looking at a specific school in a specific region. When I was 14, it was the furthest thing from my mind. So I don't know. It's a tough issue, but thank you for taking the time to discuss.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Mondays with Miles. We'll see you next week.